Good afternoon, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Eagles Update. Tuesday marked a day off for the players, but the coaches were hard at work behind the scenes crafting the game plan for Sunday's season opener at Washington. Defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz loves an aggressive front. One thing he's not a fan of, however, is participation trophies. The Eagles finished 12th in the league in points allowed last season, a stark improvement over the previous season, but a number that's still not good enough in Schwartz's view. With the additions the Eagles made this offseason, Schwartz acknowledges that the defense should be better, on paper that is. It's time now to show it on the field.
Not only depth, but we've added some key components to the defense. It's our job as coaches, our job as players to be productive. You know, I mean, this press conference doesn't matter. We can say all the right things. We can, have the greatest plans. We have to execute it. And the proof is in the pudding, and it's our job to do that over the course of a year. We're going to have good games. We're going to have bad games. When the season's over, we have to give our offense or our team consistently a chance to win the game. And the best way we can do that is points allowed.
Kirk Cousins has had the Eagles' number of late. He is 4-1 in his career against the Eagles as a starter, including 2 wins a year ago. Jim Schwartz is not sad to see the likes of Pierre Garçon and DeSean Jackson leave in free agency, but there's an aspect of Cousins' game that goes largely unnoticed.
He also made a couple big plays with his feet in both of those games, and he's sort of sneaky that way. I think if you ask around the league, you wouldn't put him up there with some of the classic scrambling quarterbacks. But that's also something we're going to have to be on guard for, because he did make a couple key first downs with his feet in those games.
There are a lot of reasons to be excited about the Eagles' offense this year, but let's face it, we are all excited to see what Carson Wentz will do in his second year with the additions of running back LeGarrette Blount and Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith at wide receiver. Count offensive coordinator Frank Reich as among those who are impressed with the development of the young quarterback.
He's prepared. He's emotionally and physically and in every way, he's a better player. And you still got to go out and prove that, and that starts this week. But he's proven it in every phase of the off season. We've been able to see it. Everyone can see it. I mean, everyone can see the improvements that are made, his complete command of the offense, his leadership on the team. I think those have all been expected strides, but I would say he's exceeded, at some incremental level, he's exceeded the strides that you want. You can't go from here to here. You can't jump 2-3 steps in a year. No player, it just doesn't happen. You like to think that, but you can go in small increments. And I think that he has done that and really exceeded where I think you would expect him to be.
Wentz is not the only integral second-year component of this football team. Another is head coach Doug Peterson, who guided the Eagles to a 7-9 record in 2016 with a quarterback who was named the starter just 8 days before the season opener. The Eagles players have put their faith in Peterson and hope to see it rewarded starting this Sunday.
Well, I think he's on the right track. I think he knows and understands that this is a player's league. And so a lot of ownership, a lot of the responsibility of wins and losses around here fall on the players, and he's willing to allow us to have input in where we see the team going. He leans on leadership a lot to give him a pulse of the locker room, and I think those are things that, in my experience, make really good coaches, guys that can give ownership to the players, have them buy in just as much as the coaching staff. Any of your players, will follow you anywhere. So I think he's off to a good start. He's definitely got a good grasp on the locker room, a good relationship with his veterans. They're building around some young players. So I'm excited about him.
Yeah, I love him. I think he's a great coach. And hopefully we can have the success that he expects out of us and that we expect out of ourselves.
The Eagles players are back on the field Wednesday as the intensity picks up ahead of Sunday's showdown. Our live coverage begins at 11:45 a.m. with head coach Doug Peterson's press conference. We'll also hear from quarterback Carson Wentz after practice. Don't forget to check out Eagles 360. It's the season debut episode with Dave Spadaro and Glenn Macnow, featuring a one-on-one interview with the head coach. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us here on the Eagles Update. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.